I've been back for 5 years in France after leaving Switzerland. And as I have horses and animals, I was looking for a place with pasture and just green grass. And I also, about 20 years ago, I did a voyage with my husband through Brittany. And I really loved it because it's very, the landscape can be so different. You drive on a hill, and just around the corner, you have a different landscape. That reminds me a bit of Switzerland. Animals are part of the world, and they're part of us humans. And if you are well, the animal is well. It's a very close bond. When we have domestic animal, we have the chance to have that bond. A lot of people don't have it. And even the respect towards the animal world is, in the end, is also the respect towards us as a whole, as a human being. I'm a horse breeder, and the breed is actually what I have. The horses are American horses. They're Morgan horses, and Morgan is a horse that is very related to the human being and is always very curious, will come up to you and look for contact, which is quite unusual of a horse, because usually the horse will first watch you and then, but a Morgan will already at birth, as a little foal, when it is standing on its four legs, will come towards you instead of to the mother. And it's very easy then to show a foal where the milk bar is, to have milk from the mother. I am the kind of person who thinks that it's the horse that will teach you the discipline you're in, because I realized I was riding more dressage, and I came upon this Morgan mare by chance in the north of Vermont, and I bought her, and I realized she doesn't like that much to be ridden. So I started to learn how to carriage drive, and I started to compete in carriage driving, and this is how I realized how much fun it can be, being in unity mentally with your horse. And then through that, people asked me more and more if I would work with children that had sometimes contact problems towards other children, or wanted to learn about the horse differently, or were having problems because they were had difficulties, just parents divorcing, and were not sure about themselves anymore and didn't know how to position themselves. And I started working with my horses and the children, and then also with adults. And this is how I decided to work. Slowly, it was by chance that I started working therapeutically. I realized that not every horse is made for that, and that's why the Morgan is really made for it, because he will be able to adjust to the person. The horse breeding was because I like the breed, it's more a passion, but my business is actually working with my horses in a therapeutic way.
Have you started that business yet?
Yes, I've been working in the Maine-et-Loire in it, but now I realize, and I don't want to work alone anymore. I find it difficult as a therapist mm-hmm. to really work alone. Mm-hmm. And this is why a friend of mine and I are creating an association beginning of next year, 2020. Mm-hmm. And this association will actually be open to any therapist that wants to work with the animal and people and combine it. And the name of the association is L'animal et moi en harmonie.